Connecticut real estate headlines. U.S. Land Records launches CT Official Records Search Portal. A new online platform provides access to real property official records for Connecticut. CT real estate professionals can now research property records digitally to streamline transactions and due diligence. Bookmark aqw.uslandrecords.com/CTLR for quick access to Connecticut property records. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines CT Real Estate Pros, VGSI's online database, now links to municipal records by town. Vision Government Solutions provides a Connecticut online database where users can click on their municipality to view property information. Real estate professionals in CT can quickly access municipal property records to verify ownership, assessments, and tax status for transactions and valuations. Select your municipality at the link below to pull current property data. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. Average CT Real Estate Commission Rates, What Pros Should Know. HomeLight breaks down the average Connecticut real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to list and sell a home. Understanding prevailing commission structures helps CT agents competitively position their services and communicate value to seller clients. Review the rate breakdown and seller tips at the link to sharpen your listing conversations. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. Connecticut Assessor's Office Websites Directory Available Online. A centralized directory of Connecticut Assessor's Office websites is available through qpublic.net, providing access to municipal property assessment resources across the state. Real estate professionals can quickly locate local assessor records, property valuations, and tax information to support transactions and client advisory services throughout Connecticut. Bookmark h/qpublic.net/ct/assessors/ for direct access to every CT Assessor's Office website. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. CT Real Estate Commissions. What Pros Need to Know About 5%-6% Average Rates. A breakdown of how Connecticut's typical 5%-6% real estate commissions work, how they're split, and whether they're negotiable. Understanding commission structures helps CT agents and brokers price services competitively and communicate value to clients. Review the full commission breakdown at https://www.how.com/blog/real-estate-commissions-in-Connecticut. Connecticut Real Estate Updates. CT launches Land Registry Pilot for State Property Research. The Connecticut Public Use and Benefit Land Registry Pilot Portal enables users to browse state lands, verify property ownership, and access parcel documents, including deeds, surveys, and land management plans, with increasing detail as users zoom in on the map. Real estate professionals can now streamline due diligence on state-owned parcels and adjacent properties by directly accessing ownership records and land management documentation in one centralized system. Bookmark the portal to verify state land ownership and download parcel records during your next transaction. http://portal.ct.gov/deep-open-space/Connecticut-land-registry-pilot. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of CT cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for a rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what?